Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and I have a packed studio in here today, but I have three fine guests from the Pine Mountain Music Festival, and this is a festival that I have not been able to attend any one of their events so far, so I'm looking forward to it, and this is a great place to start, is learning all about it. In my studio right now, I have Board President of the Pine Mountain Music Festival, Candace Koski-Janners, the Executive Director, Tony Sertich, and a performer in the now, this is the Bartolo in the Barber of Seville. Do I pronounce
Bartolo.
It?
Bartolo.
Bartolo. Okay. Philip Krause, welcome to Copper Country Today.
Thank you.
So the festival has events already kind of starting, and so we're picking it up. It's just in the beginning of the season, I believe. So there's still a lot of things that people can be able to attend, and that's what we want to talk about. But first, let's, for those that, you know, that don't know what the music festival is, can we just kind of give a brief overview?
The festival has been in existence for 24 years. This is the 25th season. And primarily we produce classical music. There are other genres of music that we also cover, but we have been doing this for this is the 25th season, as I said. And we like to emphasize opera, but we have symphonic music. We have solo artists, piano, string quartets. Bergonzi String Quartet has been here for 21 years now. This is their 21st season. They're internationally renowned. Just across the board, but quality music.
Now, you said that you like to emphasize opera music. I understand it was, at least for a small period of time, it went away. Now you're bringing it back. Is that kind of what happened?
No, it never went away.
Oh, okay. Somebody told me that you're bringing back opera is what I was told. So
I guess that's kind of semantics, but no, it has never gone away. Last year we did an innovation for the festival, which was a solo voice opera, a soprano. It was The Italian Lesson by Hoiby. Previous to this, that opera, the 2013, we did an opera concert. So we had arias with various artists singing. And prior to that, we've done one to two operas every year. And in the past, we have had an opera in residence at the Rosé Center and one touring opera. And this is all kind of dependent on budget, because opera is very expensive to produce. And we do produce, we don't present. We actually do produce every event that we have here and touring.
And my understanding, too, is that the festival takes place in multiple locations over a period of time. It's not a 1 or 2 day event.
That's correct. Usually it is, well, it has been up to 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. Sometimes it's 2 to 4 weeks, depending, again, on how our budget is and what is being produced. But it tours to the Dickinson area, the Keweenaw area, and Marquette.
Now, are these local performers, or do they come from out of the area?
We do have local performers who are involved, and a lot of that has to do with some of our educational programs, such as Upstarts, which is geared toward young artists who are just out of college, just beginning their careers. They tour to 6 or 7 different places. They can be vocal, it can be instrumental. That's been in existence for, I guess this is our 4th year, Tony?
Yep.
And there is also Opera Imagination, which is geared toward the elementary school children. And we use local artists and teachers who go into the schools. I forgot to mention in Upstarts, it's all native UP musicians in the Upstarts program. Forgetting something. The HOP, which is back, it did have a hiatus. It's back this year. It's also geared toward high school students, but from any area, including Michigan, of course. But there are a lot of local people involved in the operas with the chorus. Then the other artists are from anywhere. I mean, international artist Phil is a good example, and he can give you some background of all the work that he has done.
Yeah, Phil, before becoming involved in this year, were you familiar with this festival?
I actually was not, but I am familiar with it now. And first of all, I have to say, just coming up here from Chicago, where I'm based, this is just a beautiful part of the country. It's nirvana up here. It's with the rolling greenery and the canal and the water and I've been to the UP before. I have a friend that lives on the far eastern side where the Nation Islands are, but I've never been to this area.
Yeah, Candace is shaking her head because she's saying that's not really the UP over there.
Well, I'm not involved in any of those Upper Peninsula politics, but anyway, it's just a pleasure to be up here, and it's just a beautiful location. I must say I was saying the Rozsa Center because that's the way it's pronounced in Hungarian, but the Rose Center is a fantastic facility. I'm just so impressed with it.
Now, we have a lot of our different fests that center around music, and it's usually, you know, local performers performing Americana, folk music, Finnish theme music. Now, what have you found in your brief time that you've been up here as far as, you know, our community's love for classical music and opera?
Well, you know, I took a little drive around just to sort of do a little sightseeing, and it's interesting that you mentioned the Sibelius Festival, because I discovered that in Hancock there is this huge Finnish population from Finnish ancestry, and Sibelius, of course, is a very famous Finnish composer, so I'm sort of familiar with that. And I've met some of the local singers who are doing our male chorus in the Barber of Seville, and the wonderful lady that's playing Berta teaches in the music schools up here. So it's a wonderful community of musicians.
Now, did you come up with a troupe of singers, or are you just by yourself?
The singers were, I think, hired from various places.
Okay.
A couple of us are based in Chicago, I think our Rosina is based in Philadelphia, and I think our tenor is actually a local boy that's made good, that's gone to Juilliard and has a wonderful, wonderful tenor voice. I'm very impressed with his talent. I've been singing with the Lyric Opera in Chicago. I'm originally from New York, from Long Island, but I decided to go to school at Northwestern University, and I never left. So I've been in the Chicago area almost all my adult life, and I've made my career there. And next season, I'll be celebrating my 26th anniversary with the Lyric Opera of Chicago.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
And welcome to the area. I'm glad you like it. Tony, let's bring you in here to talk about, now you're a musician, you mentioned earlier.
Well, I was a musician earlier in my life, although I don't play professionally anymore, and I haven't done that for a long time. Yes, I was a musician at one point.
What did you play?
I played the drums, and I also sang, and I started off life as a rock musician, and then I became a jazz musician. Knew that I didn't want to work on the stage for the rest of my life, and so I got a degree in arts administration, and I've been working sort of behind the scenes ever since, which is what I'm doing here at the Pine Mountain Music Festival. And we're producing, you know, right now several events all around the Upper Peninsula and three different areas of the Upper Peninsula. And of course, right now we're concentrating a lot on the Barber of Seville that's going to be at the Rose. It's going to be there on July the 9th and July the 12th.
Okay. What are the other events going on? Let's go ahead and talk about those so that, you know, people have been listening to us jabber here for the first few minutes and it might be like, hey, I want to, you know, get to one of these events. When are they going to happen?
Initiating the season this year was an organ concert, which has been a tradition in the Pine Mountain Music Festival for the history of the festival, except for two times. The initial season in 1991, and I believe it was 2010, and somebody might correct me on that one, but at that point we didn't have the organ recital, we had tango. So
interesting.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But we do have Ben LaPrairie here this year, and he has performed three times in the Dickinson area, in Marquette, and at St. Joe's on their Cassavant Frere organ. And the Upstarts have also begun their performances. They will be here in Houghton on the 5th at Portage United. And they're always a lot of fun because they are the young musicians. They're very enthusiastic. And it's a lot of fun to watch them progress from the beginning of the season to the end of the season and see how they have evolved. Also, the Braganzi String Quartet will be here again, as I mentioned earlier. They're performing in all three areas also. Ralph Vodopek, who is an internationally known pianist, who is a festival favorite. He was the first, or the gold medalist at the Van Cliburn International Competition. He was their first gold medalist. And let's see, the symphony, which is going to be big this year too. And that will be, Beethoven's Ninth is the major focus of the concert. And we have a regional chorus from Marquette, Houghton, and Iron Mountain, who will be joining the symphony, which is a professional orchestra. And the honors orchestra program students will be in it also.
Now, the symphony that you mentioned, is that the same as the Keweenaw Symphony Orchestra, or is there somebody different?
No, that it's completely different.
Yeah?
There may be a few people who are a part of the festival orchestra, but these are professional musicians hired from various areas in the U.S., and they belong usually to professional orchestras.
One of the things that I like about this festival is, I always tell myself, we can use a little more culture in our life, as use it as a, sort of a cliche, but wanting to get out more to experience things. I mentioned the Keweenaw Symphony Orchestra because they perform here locally, and from everything I've heard, they're just wonderful to go see. And then these events that kind of pop up because, we do get, a lot of chances to hear live music and local music here. But it's, these opportunities to hear music that you're not going to really, it's hard to move a classical piano out to the park and play it there or to move an orchestra over there or to the band shell and have it play. So these are opportunities to, hear this, really great music that you don't get a lot of opportunities to hear. So you want to take advantage of the ones that are here.
Right. And especially with Beethoven's Ninth. Because with that full chorus, it's not a production that it's not seldomly played, but it's tough to get that experience, and we're going to have that right here again with the full chorus. But also on that bill will be Sibelius' piece called Romance, which is in respect to the Finnish heritage that we all from the community. So that's a real opportunity to see that performed also.
And for those that go to the Sibelius Festival every year, they're not having it this year. So if you kind of wait and get your fill of classical music during the Sibelius Festival, well, you're not going to be able to do that this year. So this is a chance to go, to experience that.
Yeah, and our productions are fun. So if you're thinking of the Barber of Seville, if someone isn't familiar with that piece, it's a very accessible piece, and it's funny, and it's also a lot of fun to be in that piece. I mean, the characters are whimsical and they're endearing. They have their foibles that happen, but again, it's a lot of fun for people to go. We keep our ticket prices very, very low. And we have student prices, so that's a way of sort of encouraging people to, take a chance with us. If someone is thinking about going to an opera, but they've been kind of maybe, I don't know about this, this is a good accessible piece for them to come at a very affordable price. And it's a good family atmosphere to come in also.
We're talking right now about the Pine Mountain Music Festival happening all over the Copper Country. Right now in studio, I have Candace Koski-Janners, also Tani Sertich, and Philip Kraus and he's performing in the opera, so I'm going to go and swing back to him right now. Give us a lowdown. What happens in the opera? Tell us all about it. How does it end?
Oh, well, the Barber of Seville is probably, I would say, one of the top most famous comic operas in the repertoire. It's very well known, and everybody kind of knows that iconic Figaro, 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 Figaro. Well, that is the thing that happens in this opera. It's based on a play by Beaumarchais that was written a little bit before the French Revolution. And Beaumarchais was kind of playing around with the relationships between more common characters like a barber, Figaro, or a doctor, Bartolo, and a count, Almaviva. In other words, aristocratic versus middle-class characters. And a lot of these characters are from the famous Commedia dell'arte tradition, which is kind of like the Punch and Judy plays, these standard comic types of the sweet ingenue soprano you know, little heroine and the romantic lover who is the tenor in this production, Count Almaviva, to the old doctor who is in love with his own ward, which is what I am, which in the Italian commedia tradition is called a pantalone, which means big pants. And of course Figaro is the Arlecchino, the harlequin of the piece. And Rossini is a very famous opera composer. This was written probably in the very early 1800s. I can't remember the exact date, but in the teens, I think, of in Italy. And it's interesting, it was a flop on its initial performance, because there was a composer named Giovanni Paisiello that had written a version of The Barber of Seville about 20 or 30 years earlier, which was very popular in Europe. These plays by Beaumarchais were very popular at the time, and Mozart, for example, took the sequel of this opera, or this play, The Barber of Seville, and wrote The Marriage of Figaro, which is the sequel to it. Everybody thought, Rossini, how dare you write another Barber of Seville when we all love the Paisiello so much? There was a paid claque at the opening night performance to kind of boo it off the stage. But the quality of the piece has persisted, and it is now completely supplanted the Paisiello version. And I would say this opera is really one of the most popular of any operas, tragic or comic, in the repertoire. And it's a lot of fun. And it's a wonderful opera to bring somebody that has never experienced an opera before, or who thinks that they don't like opera, because you can't possibly not like this piece. I mean, it's fun, it's effervescent, it's full of hijinks, and the tenor gets the girl. They always get the girl.
It's not gonna
us baritones, we never get the girl.
It is in Italian, but we do have the subtitles.
Okay.
Over the stage.
So as you said, if you haven't been to many operas, but what you've heard you've liked, or maybe you just want to try it out, trying something new, you know, just stepping out on a limb and going out and see if you can enjoy an evening.
Or an afternoon. We're doing a matinee on Sunday.
Okay. This production is also going to, it's not a concert production, it's going to be completely staged. There won't be any costumes. We're going to do it in modern dress, but there are props and furniture pieces, and we have a wonderful director, Debbie Dickinson. It's a small world. I worked with her when we were students at Northwestern back in the 70s, and that's the last time I saw her until now. But she's very gifted, and so the entire thing is going to be staged, and it's going to be extraordinarily theatrical, and just a lot of fun.
Well, I definitely want to go to it. And the last time I've been to an opera was at the Detroit Opera House, and you know, we made a night of it. It was supposed to be a special occasion. We had rented a limo, dressed up as much as we could. Didn't rent a tux, but wore the best suit I had, and went down there, and it was phenomenal. It was, you know, downtown Detroit. Just really enjoyed it. Even though I know we tend to dress down for things here in the Copper Country, I encourage people that, you know, go out there and go come as you are, but you know, try to make a night out of it, because you know, you come on down, you see, you know, a great show like this that you're not normally going to be able to see except for when the festival comes around. I don't know how many operas they have at the Rosé Center throughout the year. I don't think it's many.
Not a lot, no.
So you get a chance to do this, and you're guaranteed to, you know, have a good time, you know, catch a little dinner while you're downtown, and really just, you know, experience something that doesn't come around that often.
It's a wonderful opera, and I hope that people will come to see it, but we have a lot of other events that are on our schedule, and people can look at all of those if they go to PMMF, which is our website. And they can see a whole list of all of our productions and everywhere they'll be. We produced the last week of June, so we're right in the production right now. And we go the first 2 weeks of July also. So there's a lot more festival and a lot more things that people can see and do.
Now, the tickets for the opera at the Rosé Center, July 9th and 12th, you can get those through Michigan Tech's ticketing services, or you can order them through PMMF.
Well, you can go PMMF. And there's a button on there that you can click. You can either buy your tickets online right there. You press that button, it'll take you to the website where you can purchase your tickets, or you can call MTU, or you can go right down to MTU. You can also get good seats the night of or the afternoon of the production. Also, you can buy them just before the performance begins.
Now, the other events, are those tickets as well?
They're all on the website, and they're all at MTU.
Okay. So there are tickets for the other events. Okay, good.
And we have posters all over that will, give you this information. But again, as long as you can remember Pine Mountain Music Festival or PMMF, you'll be directed so you can get the tickets.
Okay. Now, I have a daughter who's she plays trumpet in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And so she loves, music, much more musically talented than I am. Do you see that, having this festival come through town the way it does and all over the place, you're exposing people, especially young people, to have an interest in playing classical music?
Well, again, one of the reasons that we're not-for-profit is that we have a mission, and amongst our missions, they're kind of multiple, is we want to introduce children and families to the art form. And we do a lot of work that's in school systems also. So in the case of your daughter, we would hope to introduce her to the art form also. And this is a great opportunity to do that.
Did we cover all of the events when you went down with them?
Yes, we did. And to review, Benjamin LaPrairie is the organ recital, but that was the initiation of the season. So those
that just took past Thursday.
Yes. And the upstarts are in process, in progress, or whatever you want to say, evolving as they go. The Berganzi String Quartet is July 6th in Marquette, July 10th in the Keweenaw, and July 8th, I went out of order, in Dickinson. The Barber, as you mentioned earlier, is on July 9th and July 12th. Ralph Vodopek will be performing in the Dickinson area on the 10th, in the Keweenaw on the 14th, and in Marquette on the 11th. And then the Symphony, all three regions again, they will be performing in Marquette on the 17th, Dickinson on the 16th, and the Keweenaw on the 18th.
And then the Bergonzi, whenever they perform, they also do a family-oriented concert right in the local library. So, for instance, here at Portage Lake Library, they'll be doing a 1 o'clock production for families at the Portage Lake.
And that's Peter and the Wolf this year, arranged by Pam McConnell, who is the violist of the Bergonzi.
Now, Philip, after you're done performing at the Rose Center, do you go back to Chicago, or are you going to be continuing up here?
No, I will return to Chicago, and I'm going to go on vacation. Right. Even though this is a bit of a vacation as well.
And I assume you keep pretty busy with performances when you're not on vacation.
Right, right. I'll be at the Lyric next season in Rosen Cavalier. And I also teach. I teach at the Music Institute of Chicago, and I'm a former faculty member at Northwestern University. And lots of activities.
See, this is what I love about the festival. This is what I love about Pine Mountain Music Festival, is the level of artistry that is here, and making that level of artistry accessible for all the citizens of the Upper Peninsula is just great.
Mm. Now, do you have any needs or anything that the Pine Mountain Music Festival is, or is pretty much everything that you need is taken care of? Do you do fundraisers, any way that you need money?
Oh, like any not-for-profit, we have a sort of a healthy mix of supporters. We have corporations and foundations, individuals, government funding. So, for instance, the Michigan Council of Arts and Culture and the National Endowment for the Arts both contribute to our bottom line. And this is sort of your tax dollars in motion. People pay their taxes, and it's coming back to them in this wonderful festival.
Hmm. And if somebody wants to sort of, other than going to the different events, they want to be sort of part of the Pine Mountain Music Festival, any room for them or way that they can find out more information?
You can volunteer. You can call me at the Pine Mountain Music Festival. And again, you can Go online, you can see all the volunteer opportunities that we have, but you know, everybody's welcome to contact me, and I'll go through all of those with them. Again, you can find our telephone number on our website. But there's all kinds of ways that you can get involved with us. You can donate, you can be a volunteer. We have a lot of our artists are housed by volunteers, so people volunteering a room or an extra section of their home, and they actually donate this during the course of the festival, and they will house some of our artists when they're coming into town. So we have we're very blessed with our volunteers, and I want to thank every one of them out there, because we can't do this without them.
Pine Mountain Music Festival taking place. It's already started through this much of this summer, at least through July. You want to make sure you catch the opera. I don't want to butcher this again. So give me the full name of the opera. So that it's
the Barber of Seville.
Barber of Seville. Well, I can say the Barber of Seville. And it's at the Rose Center July 9th and 12th. Tickets are available through the MTU ticketing services. And also you can visit pmmf.org for tickets and also a full schedule of events. Candace, Tony, Philip, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.